The Chronicle of the Murder of Nico Sampanis, 36 bullets and one dead person, for the sake of a car. The 17th of February 2022 share on Facebook, share on Twitter. The non-governmental organization Human Rights 360 is reconstructing by means of a video the chronicle of the murder of Nico Sampanis, as well as the events which followed. On the night of October 22, 2021, Nico Sampanis, an 18-year-old Roma man from Aspropagos and father of two children, fell dead from police bullets during a pursuit. The Greek police immediately leaked that 7 police officers were injured during the pursuit, while his family's lawyers report irregularities and lies, so that the police can construct a palatable death. The case highlights a series of attacks that the rule of law in Greece has been facing for several years. At Human Rights 360, we give priority to tackling human rights violations, as a condition for safeguarding the sense of legal certainty and social peace. To this end, in collaboration with the legal representation of the Sampanis family, we retell the story in a short video. This time, the incident is described through a video depicting the events as they seem to have actually taken place based on the evidence. The video makes it clear that the incident unfortunately sums up all those features that make up what is referred to internationally as bad policing. Racist reflexes in the exercise of the police duties, racial, ethnic profiling, autonomous action of the police task forces, who repeatedly ignored the orders of the operational center, excessive use of force, institutional cover-up after the incident. Despite the state's repeated declarations for the introduction of community policing models that will restore a sense of security in the neighborhoods, what is unfortunately observed in incidents such as the murder of Nico Sampanis is the complete opposite. A neighborhood was shot with 36 bullets for a car which was not even at the time reported as stolen, by police officers who, while bypassing the operational center's orders, now enjoy full political backing and did not even get suspended. On the night of October 22, 2021, 18-year-old Nico Sampanis was sentenced to death and his sentence was not decided in court. The chronicle of his murder raises many questions about the state of the rule of law in Greece. And it inevitably leads to a key question. At the end of the day, would you like your family to sleep in a neighborhood with such policing, in an area that could be shot with 36 bullets?